I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The Korean folk story goes that a hermit saw a tiger that was wounded by an arrow. The hermit helped the tiger by removing the arrow, and they became fast friends. When the tiger died, the hermit used his magical powers to turn him into a lily. When the hermit died, the tiger lily started spreading, looking for his friend. Tiger lilies are still searching and spreading around the globe ever since. Tiger lilies, or Lilium lancifolium, like the character in Peter Pan, are strong and resilient plants. Native to Asia, tiger lilies have naturalized in the United States and can be found in the wild. These bulb lilies are known for their tall stature and abundant flowers. A telltale tiger lily trait is the nodding, colorful blooms with spots on the petals. There are selections in colors including orange, white, pink, and red. Tiger lilies grow up to 4 to 5 feet tall and best in full sun. They will spread from bulblets, so be ready to weed out seedlings in the spring or let them naturalize in your garden. Tiger lilies bloom in midsummer after other lilies have faded to extend the lily flowering season. They grow in a wide range of soils, but may need staking in windy locations. In fall, cut the plants to the ground and discard to reduce diseases. Plants return each year with little care. One of the few pests of tiger lilies is the red lily leaf beetle. Although the beetle prefers the Oriental and Asiatic lilies, you'll find it on tiger lilies as well. This time of year, handpick the adult beetles and spray neem oil on the larvae to thwart them. And now for this week's tip. Pinch off flowers on tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant now if your plants are still small. Small plants won't be able to support the fruit. Letting fruits form will stunt the plant and decrease yield. But don't worry. Once the plant grows larger, it will set plenty of flowers and fruits. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual basils. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.